We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe Biden announces he's in.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time.
That's part of Biden's announcement. Let's welcome in Bob Klump, political science professor over at Canisius College, looking at this now crowded Democratic field, 20 candidates vying for that Democratic nomination. Bob, Joe Biden enters, though, and he kind of seems like he's the front runner.
Yeah, the conventional wisdom is that Biden, given his experience and the exposure that he's had for decades now, in that regard, you know, to put things in perspective, when the South Bend Mayor Buttigieg, who's attracting so much attention, when Buttigieg was born in the early 1980s, Joe Biden had already been a U.S. Senator from Delaware for about a decade. So between that, his years in the Senate, and of course his 8 years as Vice President, during which he had the occasion to go all over the country stumping for Democrats in off-year elections and the like, he's got the greatest profile of any of the Democrats running. And of course, the perception is, which I think is correct, is that while Biden, given his age and the fact that he comes from an earlier generation of Democratic politics, may face the greatest challenge in winning the nomination, if he wins the nomination, the consensus is that he would probably have the best chance up against President Trump in the fall next year.
You know, he made the video announcement this morning at 6 o'clock, and there was a very heavy focus on Charlottesville, an event that occurred in 2017. Did you expect that?
Well, based upon the advance coverage of his announcement last night, I did. But I guess I was a little taken by surprise that he would choose to focus on that. I suppose it makes sense given what he said about, his view that the Trump administration, Trump himself, has been extremely divisive. He wants to be a uniter. I take it that's going to be one of the major themes of his campaign.
How is this going to work now? I mean, does this kind of close out, do you think, the field of Democrats? Are we done at 20 now that Biden is in?
Well, I would say we should be essentially done, but given that hardly a week goes by where another one isn't jumping into the race, it's possible another one or two could. It's also possible that Biden's entry into the race may now start to winnow the field down a bit. I don't really expect that all 20 who are running are going to necessarily be around for the Iowa caucuses or the New Hampshire primary early next year.
What about some of the first debates? Could we see a really crowded debate stage?
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. You know, the Republicans had that situation with 13 or 17 candidates initially back in 2016. And there's already controversy about how the Democrats are going to handle that. They don't want to be in the position of having half the candidates have to participate in a secondary debate, but it's hard to imagine 20 individuals on stage.
How will age play a factor in Biden's candidacy?
Well, as I indicated earlier, the problem that Joe Biden has is, given his age, and not just his age, because Bernie Sanders is essentially the same age as Joe Biden, and yet Bernie Sanders has been able to attract a lot of younger Democrats who are very enthusiastic about his message, and I think that highlights a problem that Biden has. What is his constituency? With Sanders, it's easy enough to see. With some of the younger Democrats, but with Biden, you know, he's started out as an old line New Deal, Democrat, and he doesn't appear to have the kind of constituency that his rivals do. And his age is both a plus in terms of the experience he's had, but it's also a minus because the sense of things in the Democratic Party, where the drift has been pretty leftward since the 2016 election, is that Biden may be out of step. You know, take it his problem with women clashes with the Me Too sentiment in the Democratic Party with respect to women's issues.
Does this make any sense to you? You know, if you don't look at his age on a piece of paper, he seems like a young 76. I mean, does that play into it at all?
Oh, I think so. I think he has a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and you're right. There are politicians younger than him who come across as older. So I expect he's going to be able to mount a very vigorous campaign. One danger, of course, is that Biden historically has shown himself to be gaffe-prone. You know, some of his remarks over the years, such as when he said, when President Obama was running for president, you know, he characterized him in an interview as, I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially, he's such a handsome, articulate, well-dressed, young black man, and, you know, that came across as not exactly positive. And he's made any number of gaffes over the years, so that's a danger, too. When he wanders from his script, he has a tendency to say things that may be used against him.
You know, no matter who the nominee eventually is, what is the next race with President Trump going to be like?
I think if anybody thought that the 2016 race between Trump and Hillary Clinton was bloody, one observer characterized it in a book about that election as the race to the bottom. Well, I guess my comment would be that I'm not sure that we saw the ultimate bottom in 2016. It's going to be a very tough race, regardless of who Trump's opponent turns out to be. Biden, for all of his surface niceness, which is certainly there, he has shown himself to be capable in his own right of really going after opponents, as he did, for instance, in debating Paul Ryan when Ryan was the vice presidential nominee in 2012, running with Mitt Romney. During their debate, Biden, you know, I remember his demeanor and the things that he said about Ryan, some of which, frankly, weren't true, were evidence that he's quite capable of doing whatever it takes to win the election.
You know, these two kind of famously had a clash of words, challenging each other to a fight. I mean, any chance we get, if Biden is the nominee, three debates in one cage match?
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, certainly I'd say this, that the debates might end up looking like a cage match, because what both of them have in common, as I indicated earlier, is that they're capable of going for the jugular. The president is certainly expert at that. You know, he's already characterized Joe as, what is it, sleepy or something along those lines, tired Joe Biden. So I think we certainly would be in for it. But you can't discount in the national election Biden's appeal. You know, Biden is originally from Pennsylvania, and he grew up originally in Scranton before his family moved to Delaware. And that's kind of emblematic of his appeal in the Democratic Party, because in 2016, the two counties, Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, that Scranton and Wilkes-Barre are in, had gone heavily for President Obama 4 years earlier, but they swung dramatically toward President Trump. And it's in that kind of traditional blue-collar Democratic area that Biden, by virtue of his upbringing and his age, stands to have the greatest appeal.
All right. It is going to be spirited for sure these next several months. Bob, thanks so much. That's Bob Klump. He is a political science professor at Canisius College.
Much more. WBEN News Time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.